Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you are very, very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled Habits, Not Knowledge. Now, at the moment, like most houses probably at the moment, we have kids in it who are going through exams. And at the moment, thankfully, we are coming near the end of it, so there's not too many exams ahead. But it's just when I was thinking back to when I did exams and all the different subjects that I studied and all the hours I spent studying and all the exams I sat through and all the grades I got, how little of that knowledge I even use anymore. I think if you have a basic knowledge of reading and maths, that is probably all you're ever going to use in your lifetime. You know, when I think back to, you know, all the hours I spent studying physics and science and all those different things, there's no way you'd actually get me back in a lab anymore. So all that time was just a complete and absolute waste. And, you know, I can see the same with my own kids. You know, when they probably get a job or whatever profession that they are going to be doing, you know, they're probably never going to need any of that knowledge that they are studying hard to, you know, qualify or get high grades in at the moment. And that thought actually led me to going back through my Kindle purchases recently. You know, I have, for a while there, I was addicted to doing the one-click purchase on the Amazon Kindle store, and I would buy book after book after book. I became obsessed with the daily deals, and if I seen a good book that was for 99 cents, I would snap it up. And, you know, when I was going through my library the other day in the Kindle, and I found there are a ton of books that are just lying there and I have never, ever read them. And I also noticed as well, too, that there are actually a ton of books that I have read. And if you quizzed me on any of those books or asked me to, you know, could I remember anything from those books? Again, I would say no. So even though I read through those books, you know, that knowledge kind of went in one ear and out the other one. And because I didn't put that knowledge into use, it was completely wasted. It was like the school test I did years ago. I never, ever used that knowledge. And because I never used that knowledge, it just was forgotten about and never used. And it was a complete wasted time. And it was only recently, I think I was watching a video by Jamie Alderton over on Instagram. And he brought up the topic of knowledge. And I think one thing he said was that it's better to develop habits than accumulate knowledge. Now, what he meant by that was, you know, if you are going to the Kindle store and you're buying book after book after book, maybe you're buying books on how to be a better writer, or maybe on blogging or whatever topic you are trying to do, you know, are you putting that knowledge into use? Is that knowledge becoming a daily habit for you? And if it's not becoming a daily habit, well, then that knowledge is completely wasted. And when I looked at the books I had bought through that lens of what Jamie has said, you know, all that was just a complete waste of my time. Those books I will probably never ever go back to. I didn't take any knowledge from those books, and those books didn't lead to any daily habits. And because those books didn't lead to any daily habits, well then, you know, I wasn't getting the benefits from that book. So what I want you to do today is maybe just pay attention to what you are reading, what you are studying, and think to yourself, is any of this knowledge, is this going to become a daily habit? You know, if I am picking up tips in this book, are these tips going to be something that I'm going to be doing on a daily basis? You know, when I get up, am I going to be using these tips in my writing today? Or am I going to be using these tips in my podcast episode today? Or am I going to be using these tips in my blog today? And if you aren't going to be using those tips on a daily basis, well then, why are you actually reading that book? Is it just for maybe bragging rights, you know, to go onto Instagram and say, well, you know, I have read 20 books in the last month? But at the end of the day, if you have read those books and not put them into action, well then it was just a complete waste of your time. So instead of filling your head with knowledge, instead of bragging to everyone, telling them, you know, how many books you've read or what you are reading right now, think to yourself, you know, how can I turn this knowledge into a daily habit? And probably a piece of advice I would give you as well too is to maybe just to maybe keep you know, a pad of post-it notes or maybe your notebook close by. And when you're actually reading through a chapter, have a look and see, you know, look at it through that lens. Is there any topic or any tip or something in that chapter you're reading right now that could become a daily habit that you could put into action and that will transform your writing or your business, whatever, right now? And write down what that tip is. And then every day, go through those post-it notes, read through those tips and start putting those tips into action every single day. And you will find then that you'll actually take action on that knowledge, and you will find then it'll probably move your business or your writing or whatever in the right direction because you're putting that knowledge into action. So instead of acquiring knowledge, how can you acquire more daily habits with that knowledge? So as always, I hope this podcast episode has helped somebody out. And if you did like the podcast episode, or if you'd like to subscribe, I am sure you'll probably find a couple of social media buttons close by, or maybe a subscribe button. And if you'd like to know what we do over on the Rightcome site, if you are looking to acquire new habits, new daily habits, whether that is fiction writing, whether that is creating low content books, or whatever you are looking to create today, head on over to rightcome.com. We have a lot of great free reports on the homepage, and some of those free reports you could actually put into action today, and they could actually become daily habits that could transform your business right now. So head over to Rightcome, that's WriteCome.com, and you'll find them over there. So as always, thanks for giving me your time today. Take care and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the Rightcome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.